Welcome back to our look at how people in New York are faring after the storm. It's been more than 2 weeks, but 20,000 people who live in public housing there are still without either heat and hot water or power. Alicia Robinson lives on the 11th floor of one of those complexes.
Our building did flood. There was water inside of the building, probably about waist high. Until it receded, we were pretty much stuck in our apartment because I wasn't walking through no water.
She since left her apartment and says she doesn't think she should have to pay rent for the full month.
For 2 weeks, our building was unlivable, so I'm thinking that's half a month that they should be getting half a paycheck. I just feel that half time, half pay.
But the New York City Housing Authority, called NYCHA for short, says she must pay, and many people are very unhappy about that. Bill de Blasio is New York City's public advocate. He acts as an ombudsman for residents, and he's the second most powerful elected city official behind Mayor Bloomberg. He's with us on the line. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, Sasha.
And Bill, the housing chief, John Rea, took a lot of heat after telling residents that they would get rebates in January for rent payments they're making now. He said, I believe, that that would be, quote, a nice Christmas present. What are your thoughts about that policy?
Sasha, I think, John, I respect, but he's made a huge mistake in framing it that way. Folks have gone through hell. I mean, they've been through over 2 weeks of literally substandard housing conditions, and for some of these developments, it will continue longer. I was in Red Hook in Brooklyn last weekend, walking up through the stairwell of a public housing development that had not had electricity for 2 weeks. Unfortunately, the situations there have gotten dirtier and less safe and less healthy over the course of 2 full weeks. And people feel very insecure, of course, whenever there isn't electricity in their stairwells at night. And you're talking about an unacceptable situation. So what Rea said was folks had to pay their rent as normal, and then they get a credit in January. These are struggling folks right now. And the notion of having to shell out money for housing that was substandard for at least half the month is unacceptable. We've seen, I just want to note, that the Public Housing Authority has also tried to clamp down on information about what's happening. They literally send a memo to all their employees saying, don't talk to elected officials, don't talk to the media, don't talk about what's happening in our buildings, which to me is outrageous. We're trying to understand what's happening so we can actually help these tenants.
Was the purpose of that memo just to make sure there was one public spokesman for the Housing Authority?
I wish I could say that that was the noble intent. I think the Housing Authority's come under a lot of fire, and City Hall's come under a lot of fire for how slow the response has been in public housing developments that were hurting already. I think it's an effort, sadly, to try and keep attention away from the severity of the problem, and that's unacceptable.
I do want to note that we put in a request today to the New York City Housing Authority to talk with them. They said they could not accommodate us today. Now, Bill, remind us about the evacuation situation. The housing complexes were supposed to have been evacuated?
There was a call by the mayor to evacuate what's called Zone A. These were the areas that were presumed to be most deeply affected by the oncoming storm. What happened, in fact, was a number of areas in what's called Zone B, which were theoretically less exposed, also got hit hard. So most people, unfortunately, did not obey the evacuation order. That's a central part of this story. But on top of that, the evacuation order was not given for some areas that proved, in fact, to be very vulnerable and to be hit hard as well.
And for those who were told to leave but didn't, how much should we fault them for the situation they now find themselves in?
I think people should have left, but I want to note that there's a lot of people for whom that was a very difficult equation. There wasn't a lot of notice in terms of the pure evacuation. There was notice of the storm. But being told squarely by the city they had to get out, that was a very brief time frame. You've got a lot of seniors. You've got a certain number of disabled and chronically ill people. You've got a lot of people, of course, in public housing who don't own their own vehicles. You don't necessarily have family they can go stay with. Easier said than done is the summary here. So I think, look, this is really, everyone's got some blame here. This is something we have to be honest about. There's a lot to learn from this crisis, and I'm put together right now as we speak a commission to look into everything that happened here. And yes, people should have taken those orders to evacuate more seriously, but it was practically very, very difficult for a lot of people. And the things that would have been necessary to respond quickly to the immediate human needs thereafter, in many cases, were not in place and took quite a while to arrive. So, for the next few weeks, the central focus is help people get their heat and hot water and electricity back, help them get FEMA support, help them get transitional housing if they can't live in their homes. But thereafter, we're putting together a very serious commission to look at what went wrong and how to fix it and to get ready for the next storm, because I think the other effect here is people know there will be a next storm, maybe not this magnitude, but there will be something serious, and we have to be ready for it.
And, Bill, what are the most immediate things you'd like to see the Housing Authority do right now?
I would like to see, obviously, the heat, hot water, electricity, and I'm still miffed in the places I've been where there was an inability to bring in a backup generator or some kind of alternative in the short run. That still has to happen for thousands of tenants who don't have that help right now. The second thing is admit the problem. Admit that a lot of people are suffering and that they need right now help finding transitional housing. If they can't stay in their apartments, they need right now medical help. In many cases, people have had trouble, for example, getting medications. A lot of their pharmacies have been shut down because of lack of electricity. Again, mobility issues when there's not elevators working in public housing. So I think the city has been slow and the housing authority has been slow to say, we need to have a very a human presence going door to door, helping people right now until these situations are resolved. That was very slow in coming. We still need that kind of presence until the crisis is over.
Bill de Blasio is the public advocate for New York City. Bill, thanks for talking with us, and good luck with all the work ahead.
Thank you, Sasha.